Right now, Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulze.
I thought that might have been your most complete game of the season.
No, I thought we got better as the game went on. We got, you know, we had the good fortune on a few bounces, one flurry in the first and one flurry in the second. But, boy, I was proud of the guys. I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought the third period, our puck management was outstanding. I thought we just played with a lot of maturity tonight.
What'd you say in between the first and second periods, Tom? It looked like you were really having some problems in that first period getting out of your zone. So did they at times. But,
well, look at the forecheck they threw at us, guys. Yeah. I mean, they went at both defensemen. They went at us hard. They tried to take away our wall bumps, and they did. They took away our wall bumps. They've scouted us. And we just had to obviously bypass their pressure. And, it was not easy. And, they went at us. And, again, like I said, they tried taking our wall bumps. Well, they did take our wall bumps away. So, you know, we had to bypass them with some rims. And, that was just on those bang-bang dumps, you know. But, we talked about that. We made that adjustment. And I thought the guys did a good job.
Where has all this offense from Brett Beauvais come from?
He's playing good. I'm telling you, like I told him the other day, like, over the course of the last month and a half, he's been outstanding. He's got a good feel out there.
Well, big faceoff win, obviously, late in the first period. Faceoffs sometimes go underrated. We certainly talk about them a lot, but it can one can make a difference, and that was a big faceoff win at the end of the period for you.
Big time, and obviously we're having troubles with our faceoffs, but I thought it was a very interesting statistic right here. We had 71 faceoffs against Lake Superior State last Saturday. There was 41 today. Think about that.
Yeah.
Just tells you the pace of this game. Just tells you the pace. And it's good hockey. It's just great hockey. And it's great for the fans to watch. And, you know, this is the kind of hockey, you know, we want to play. And it was just nice to go up and down. And it was just 41 faceoffs. I don't know if we've had that few faceoffs ever, quite honestly. And it's not like I look at that all the time, but it just kind of glanced. And, we had 34 faceoffs last Saturday. To put things in perspective, we had 34 faceoffs the third period last Saturday.
Jeez.
And there's 41 in this game total.
Tom, you look at your teams on paper, I mean, you're almost identical. I mean, you got speed, obviously, but statistically, I mean, you're very, very similar to Michigan Tech. The only difference is in the wins and losses column. Otherwise, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between your two teams.
There really is, Biss. They're a little more, they're more experienced on the back line. There's no question about that. I think they're two teams who are, you know, play very similar styles. We play with a lot of pace. They play with a lot of pace. And we want to make a lot of plays, and they want to make a lot of plays. And it's fun hockey.
What was the collective side like on the bench in that first period turnover, and Bitzer made that spectacular save?
No, you know what? I can't remember, Schulze. There's always those types of moments during the game. You know that. But we had, we had somebody looking over us today a few times. I think they had an open net in the second as well, didn't they, guys?
Two back-to-back.
Yeah, you had in that same little flurry.
Yep.
I think that's when Harmsey might have lost his stick, and we were a little discombobulated, I think. But we dodged a bullet there. Whatever. We dodged a bullet, and you got to dodge bullets every now and then, too.
Got to get some puck luck, and it was bound to turn your way a couple of times this year, and tonight maybe that was it.
Yeah, that was just, it's nice to do. It's nice to get that.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.